Bezras Hashem Yisbarek, today's daf is Pei Zayin in Maseches Erevin. It's the 307th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up 12 lines from the bottom on Pei Vav on the Beis. Our Gemara is going to discuss a fascinating story about an instance that took place in Sipori where a Sefer Torah was not in the appropriate place in the shul, and then it was carried, and it's a big discussion how it was carried, what type of mechitzos were made in order to carry it, to be able to bring it to the shul, which relates to the previous discussion of yesterday's daf, and that is, what type of mechitzos would be acceptable, and would a mechitza atluya, a hanging mechitza, be acceptable as well for allowing one to carry. The Gemara will continue on the top of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph to discuss good Achis Mechitzas, which means the allowance of lowering down Mechitzas further than they actually go as imaginary walls in the context of a Gezustra, which is a porch above the sea, which has been the theme of our Sugyas last couple of days, and that is raising water up from the sea. Then we will have a Mishnah that discusses water that passes through a Chatzer. Since it passes through, it comes from an outside source. One cannot draw the water without some type of mechitzas, which the Gemara will discuss different opinions of how to make those mechitzas. The Gemara continues analyzing that through Pei Zayin Amud Beis, discussing different levels of rishuyos that are a rishus min haTorah, and those rishuyos that are rishus mid Rabbanan. And finally, we have a Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Zayin Amud Beis that will discuss this porch that is above the water, and the halachos of filling up water in a bucket and taking it into that gizustra. Let's begin, Be'ezer Hashem, 12 lines from the bottom, this fascinating story which also appears in Sukkah on Tei Zayin Amud Beis, which has many implications. Asks the Gemara, V'im tomer I also maisa shenasa b'tzipuri alpi mi nasa. Yesterday we had a discussion whether a mechitza hatluya, if a mechitza hangs down and does not reach the ground, and is more than 3 tfachim above the ground, whether that's acceptable or not. And the Gemara's conclusion was that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not acceptable. But there was a story that took place in Sipuri that they allowed the carrying of a Sefer Torah with a mechitza hatzluya. So says the Gemara, lo alpi Rabbi Yossi, el alpi Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. It didn't take place with the approval of Rabbi Yossi, rather with, according to Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. What was the story? D'chi asa Rav Dimi amar pamacha shachu v'lo avi a Sefer Torah b'mod yom. They forgot to bring a Sefer Torah to shul. Lamacha, the next day, parsu sadin ala mudim, they spread a sheet over poles. Veviu Sefer Torah, and they brought the Sefer Torah v'karuba, and they read that way. Asks Gemara, parsu l'chatchila mishari, is it permissible to spread these sheets out outside of the halacha of whether these mechitzos served to create a separate rishus to be able to carry it? The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos tells us that there's something called an oel arai and an oel kavuat. To build a permanent oel is nisur daraisa, but even if it's not a permanent tent, nevertheless an oel arai is still not to be done lichatchila on Shabbos. So how could it have been made? This would qualify as an oel arai. Elamatzu sedinin prusin ala amudim. Rather, what they did was they found sheets that had been already spread on the poles. Matzus din in prusin ala amudim eviu sefer Torah v'karuba. And they read with it. Amar Rabba, there's another Tana who's mekel when it comes to mechitza tluya. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva, amru davar echad. Rabbi Yehuda has someone else that joins him in this opinion that we had learned yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda above said mechitza tluya is materes. So too, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. Rabbi Yehuda adamar, we learned that yesterday. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya If you have a porch that's 4x4, you're allowed to take that porch and quarry out 4x4 tefachim. The porch was 4x4 amis that's hovering over a river, and you can quarry the 4x4 tefachim and be allowed to lower a bucket through it, as you could see in your Hod V'Hodor diagram. Rashi explains that the reason why the bucket could be lowered into the separate reshus of the water is based on the concept of good achis mechitzas. Since at the end of the day, there's more than 10 tefachim, Rashi says, on either side of the hole, then we are allowed to draw fictitious mechitzas around the edges of the porch and consider as if it goes all the way down to the water and therefore is entirely one reshus. Rashi adds that if there's less than 10 tefachim that exist from the hole to the edge of the gzustera, then it would not be acceptable. What do we see from here? We see Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya holds that a mechitza hatzluya, even through the process of good achis mechitzos, is going to be acceptable. Amalei Abaye v'domalohi adkan lekam Rabbi Yehuda hasam. Rabbi Yehuda's halachic mechanic that allows for a hanging curtain to serve as a mechitza, damer good achis mechitza. So that was the mechanic that we described earlier of allowing the mechitza to go further down. Aval kuf v'gud lo. But he doesn't use the mechanics. To understand this kuf vigud, take a look at the diagram, the virtual diagram of Tav Kuf Dalid. And there we're going to see that when we're lowering down the mechitzas, argues the Gemara, in the case of the Gzustra, according to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, we're not only viewing the mechitzas as if they go down from the edge of the Gzustra, but rather we fold over those mechitzos that are 10 tefachim long, and we put them virtually on the side of the hole. That's called kof. Aval kof v'gud lo. When it comes to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who just said mechitza hatzuya is matir, he didn't say that you could figuratively bend the mechitzas. And when did Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya say that you were able to do it by the Gzustra? Ela biyama shel Tveria. There, when it comes to the Sea of Tveria, holy Yoshla ognim vayoros vikarfifos makifos osa. Tveria is unique because it's surrounded by banks on all sides. This is a phenomenon that is described shas in a few places. We have this discussion about the status of Tveria, whether it's considered an enclosed area, vis-a-vis Megillah on the 15th as well. Since the edges of the sea serve as a marker for the Sea of Tveria, Rashi explains the Ramaschal Ognim that it doesn't resemble entirely a Rishus Harabim. For that reason, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya would be more likely to be lenient. Rashi points out it's not as if we consider it a Rishus Hayachid Mamish, it's still a karfif yosemi beis hasayim, but nevertheless there's some type of heker, and for that reason Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya will be mekel, in contrast to stam a mechitza amateris. Al bushar meimos lo. But when it comes to other seas that don't have this type of embankment, so then the halacha would be different. The Gemara now goes on to explain other instances where Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya will be mekel along the lines that we had seen before, but with different calculations. Amar Abayu, Ludivri Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, according to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, take a look at diagram Tav Kuf Hei. Haisa smucha lekosel, if you have a porch that was next to the wall within three tefachim, it's not flush against the wall, but it's less than three tefachim, it's pachzim gimel tefachim, sarach shiyehe arka dalet amis, then the porch needs to be 4 amis long, v'rachva achad asar, and it needs to be 11 tfachim umashu, and a little bit more. Such an instance, as you can see in the diagram, one would be allowed to lower the bucket through that area that's less than 3 tefachim, and we consider it surrounded on all four sides by 10 tefachim of halachically enclosed area, as we had learned earlier, according to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. The Kosel Rashi explains the Ramaschal Haisa serves as one mechitzas. Even the area that is less than 3 tefachim could serve as a halachic mechitza on its sides to be closed. And of course, as long as the porch goes out to a total of 10 tefachim, which is why we need it to be a rochev of a charasaru mashuhu, then in such a case, we have halachically 10 tefachim closed in that side as well. What happens if Haisa Zekufa? That we could see in the diagram of Tav Kuf Zayin. If we have an area that is closed by wooden board, but here it is not going across horizontally, as we had in the other diagrams, in Tav Kuf Hei and the ones prior, but rather it's closed going down vertically. Tzar She'e Gvo Asar Tvachim needs to be 10 Tvachim high, V'rachva Vav Tvachim, and it needs to be 6 tefachim wide, as well as a little bit more than 6 tefachim, and 2 mashuhus of the 6 tefachim. Rashi explains exactly why we require this measurement. Remember, we need to be surrounded on all sides by mechitza. So we need 10 tefachim going down, and as you can see in the diagram, in Tav Kuf Ches, we are allowed to virtually take this gezustera and view it as 4 tefachim of it in the middle, being used as the mechitza opposite the wall, and to enclose the area between the wall and the board, we could take a tefach and a mashuhu from either side. Hence, halachically, there's going to be 4 tefachim of gezustera opposite the wall, and we're going to turn it, as you see in the diagram, in the direction of the wall, to the point that you have a tefach umashuhu in either direction, pointing perpendicularly to the wall, then it's going to be considered closed on both of those sides, because it's going to be within lavud of the wall. Amar Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua Haisa Medes Bekeren Zavis, what happens if it's standing in a corner? Let's take a look at that in Tav Kuf Yud Aleph. So now you've got 2 walls that make a corner, and you have the gzustra protruding outside of the wall. So then in such a case, to be able to carry through that, to be able to raise up the water, tzar shiheg of gova yud tfachim, it needs to be 10 tfachim tall, the gzustra, v'rochva beiz tfachim u'shnei mashin. All it needs to be is 2 tfachim wide and 2 mashin. And you could divide it in virtually, as you see in Tav Kuf Yud Beis, into a perpendicular angle, with 1 tefach and mashu going in either direction. And since on either side it will be less than 3 tefachim from the wall, then in such a case you will have lavud. Now the Gemara goes back based on the above analysis within Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya and says, I don't understand our original rule of Rav Chananya ben Akavya. We had 2 lines from the bottom of Peivav on the base. Chananya said that if you have a gezustra 4 amis by 4 amis, so then in such a case, then you would be chokuk ba dalet al dalet, and we pointed out in diagram tafkuf dalet that we virtually draw down the dalet amos on either side to give it mechitzas. Asks the Gemara, do you need such a wide gzustra? Why do you need 4 amis on either side? We learned that as long as you have 11 tefachim going out away from the wall for the gzustra, it's going to be acceptable if it's closed on either side, as we saw in the case of Abaye within the opinion of Rav Chananya ben Akavya. 5 lines in, we learned v'rochva achara sarmashu, and that's going to be acceptable. Asks Gemara, "Vel odes time Rav Chananya ben Akavya, I'm exuster sheish b'dalet amis al dalet amis, chokek b'dalet al dalet umemalei heicha mishkach esla. Where do we have such a case? Where is it necessary?" Answers the Gemara, "Da avdi ki asisa." You're right. If there is a wall next to it, it's not necessary. However, the case where we have it is where there's no wall next to
the Gezustra. It's sitting out like a plank in the water. Take a look at diagram Tav Kuf Yud Gimel. It's not flush against the wall. Then you'll need Dalet al Dalet. However, as Abaye pointed out, if it's against the wall, then you don't need Dalet Amos of either side of Gezustra. This was not an easy Gemara. We should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're learning the Daf Yomi in the times that the diagrams have already been introduced, because they help tremendously. And if you go over this, I think Be'ezer Hashem, it will become clear. We go on to next Mishnah. Emas Amayim, if there is a river of water, Shioveres Bechotzer, that passes through a courtyard, Eimim Malin Heimenu B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to fill up from it on Shabbos. Rashi explains that any water that passes through the Rishus HaYachid has a din of a Carmelis. The Levush in Shin Nun Vav Aleph is quoted as saying that the reason for that is that the Mechitzos cannot work even though it's passing through a Rishus HaYachid, and really it should not be considered a Carmelis, but because it's passing through it, coming from the outside, it's not considered enclosed by the Mechitzos. So in such a case, you cannot raise water from the brook. Elim kein asala mechitza gvoa yutvachim. You cannot do it unless there is a special mechitza that puts the water in its own rishos. Biknisa ubiyitzia. The mechitza has to surround the water when it comes into the rishos hayachid, as well as the area where the brook runs out of the rishos hayachid. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Kaisel Sha'ala Shalgaba, a wall that is above the brook. Take a look and see that in diagram Tav Kuf Tesvav. Tidom Mishum Mechitza is considered like a Mechitza. Am Rabbi Yehuda Maisa Ba'ama Shel Ovel. This is a city. Shoyim Mimalim Menu Al Pizkenim B'Shabbos. They relied on this type of Mechitza that was above it on Shabbos. Amrulo, the Chacham say there's no Raya from what they did in Ovel. Shelo Haisa Kishir. It didn't have the shear of a Carmelis, that water. Rashi explains that the water was intent, the area where the brook ran through wasn't 10 tefachim deep, and therefore it's not a rishus by itself, and for that reason it's considered part and parcel of the rishus hayachid, and the requirement of mechitza is only if the brook is 10 tefachim deep. Tana Rabbanan in the Gemara analyzes the above halachos. Asala b'knisa v'lo asala b'yitzia. If you made a mechitza around it where it enters the rishus, but not where it goes out, or asala b'yitzia v'lo asala b'knisa, eimim alim menu b'shabbos, you cannot fill up the water from Shabbos. Elim kein asala mechitza yutfachim b'yitzia b'knisa. There needs to be a mechitza both at the entrance and the exit. Rabbi Yehuda amar koso shal gaba tida misha mechitza. We mention the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We also have another story. Am Rabbi Yehuda Maisa Be'ema Samayim Shoisa Bo Me'ovel L'Tzipori. It was coming from Ovel to Tzipori. V'hoyu Mimalin Emenu B'Shabbos. Here we have an added part in this Brisa, it's not in our Mishnah, that it had gone from Ovel to Tzipori. V'hoyu Malin Emenu B'Shabbos Al Piyazikeinim. And they allowed with the mechitza lemala, amr la misham raya, mipnei shalah haisa muka, yud fachim rachva dalads. Fleshes out some details of our Mishnah, that our Mishnah didn't tell us what shalah hayaba kishiur is, where the Chacham responded to Rabbi Yehuda that there's no raya that a mechitza above will be helpful. Here, the Braisa spells out that it wasn't a separate rishus, as we had quoted from Rashi. Here, the Braisa says it out, that if it's not ten tefachim, or four wide, it doesn't have a separate din of a Carmelis, and there's no requirement of a mechitza. Tanya Yidach, we learned in another Abraisa. Emas Hamayim Overes Bein Hachalonos, Pachos Migimel. If you have a brook that is running between windows, in other words, under windows, Pachos Migimel, if it's less than three tefachim, Rashi tells us, don't worry yet what less than three is. The Gemara will spell it out. Then Mishal Shol Dli, then you're allowed to lower down a bucket umemale. Gimel, if it's three tefachim, a Mishal Shol Dli umemale. You're not allowed to fill it up. Reb Shimon Gamliel Amar, Pachas Midalad Mishal Shol Dli umemale. Reb Shimon Gamliel, who we've had other places, holds that you already have lavud even if it's less than four. So then, as long as less than four, you could fill up. Dalad e Mishal Shol Dli umemale.
Says Gemara, Ma'iskinan, what are we talking about? Ilema be'emas ha'mayim gufa. That when we say that it's less than three, we're talking about the width of the brook itself. Elohad d'chiyasar of Dima Rabbi Yochanan ein karmelis pachas midalit. Rabbi Yochanan taught us that it's not considered karmelis if it's less than four, not less than three. Lemiket hanoi amra l'shmaitza. Are we going to suggest that this teaching is dependent on a machlokis tanoim? The Chachamim now had told us that it's really three and not four when it comes to width. There's no reason to say this. Ella, but rather it must be that the pshat in the brayse is ba'agapeho. Agapeho means the banks of the brook. Take a look at diagram Tav Kuf Tes Zayin, that we have a brook that is the size of a karmelis. It has a bank that is tall. The shaila now becomes lahachlif, whether one is allowed to fill up the water that's normally prohibited to take from these karmelis into the Rishus HaYachid, but place it first on the bank. In order to be able to do that, the agapeh, the bank, has to have a din of a makom ptur. And the Rabbanan are saying as follows, says Rashi in Dibra Maschil Ella. Then the Rashi. The Rabbanan are saying that if the banks are already three tfachim wide, so then in such a case, the banks are no longer considered a makom ptur. Asks the Gemara, is that so? If it's less than three tfachim, the banks are automatically not a makom ptur. Vak yasar of dimam Rabbi Yochanan, makom shein bar 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 mutter, l'bnei rishus hayach l'bnei rishus aram l'kasef alav. Ubilvad shelo yachlifu. We learned if it's less than 4x4, an individual is allowed to put down in a Rishus HaRabim Mamish, if it's an area that stands by itself, it's less than 4x4 Tfachim, you're allowed to fix your items that you're carrying, and you're allowed to put it down over there. Ubilvad shelo yachlifu. But here in the Braisa it says that they're not allowed to do the process of Hachlofa, of putting it down on the area Likasef, and then have someone else pick it up. So what do we see? That it's aser to be machnis mirishus lirishus derech makom ptur. So how can you say that's what's going on with the bank? It's ba'agapeha lahachlif, that it was first put on the bank and then he'll be able to take it into his house. Answers the Gemara, hasam rishuyos deraisa. In the case where it's asur to put the object down on makom ptur and then to have someone else pick it up, that was a shaila when you were in Rishus HaRabim Tadin D'Araisa. Hacha Rishuyos D'Rabbanan. But over here we're talking about a D'Rabbanan when it comes to the Isser of the river. It's only a Carmelis, and then will be more lenient and allow Lahachlif. Asks the Gemara in the top of Pei Zayin Amabez, for Rabbi Yochanan B'Rishus D'Rabbanan Nami Amar. But we learned Rabbi Yochanan prohibited even when it comes to Rishuyos D'Rabbanan, he said that Lahachlif was Aser. And now the Gemara will bring a long-winded raya to this position of Rabbi Yochanan. Disnan, as we learned in Mishnah, Kosol Shebein Shtei Chatzaros, if there is a wall that's between two courtyards, Givoa Yud Tfachim, it's 10 Tfachim high, V'rochav Arba, and it's also 4 Tfachim wide. Ma'arvim Shnayin Ve'ein Mevarvin Echad. Since there is such a significant wall, it divides the Rishuyos. And for that reason, you can't be Ma'arev between them as if it's one Chatzer. However, Hayu Barosho Peris, if on the walls there are fruits, particularly the wall that divided them, Elu Olim Mikan V'Ochlin Ve'Elu Olim Mikan V'Ochlin, then in such a case, both can eat from the Peros that are on top. Rashi earlier on Ayin Vavim Bey says it can't be taken to the houses, but it could be eaten in the chotzer. Nifrat Sakosel, if there's an opening of the in the wall, ad eser amis, if the opening is up until 10 amis, ma'arvin shnayim, then in such a case they can make an eruv between them. Vimratzu ma'arvin echad. At the same time, they could also make one eruv together. Excuse me, I misspoke. Ma'arvin shnayim means they can make two separate eruvim, or if they want, they could join together. Pneishu kepesach, because it's considered like an opening between the two. Yoser Mikan, if it's larger than Tanamis, it's no longer a Pesach, then they can no longer make separate Eruvim. Ma'arvin Echad, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnayim. They make one Eruv because it's considered one Rishus, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnayim. They can't do two.
Vavinamba, and we ask, now we get closer to our discussion about the significance of something that's less than four tfachim. Einbo arba mai. What happens if the width of the kosel above is smaller than four? Amar Rav, avir shtei rishuyos shalot espo. Then in such a case, the ear space of both rishuyos dominate over it. V'lo yazes bo mole nima.
And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Now, the point of Rabbi Yochanan's disagreement, how it relates to our above discussion, will only be borne out if we give the Gemara another moment. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elu malim mikan v'ochlin, ve'elu malim mikan v'ochlin. Now, ostensibly, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with the opinion of Rav in regards to how you look at this wall between two different Rishuyos, which is a sugya by itself, which actually is not directly related to us. However, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that you're allowed to use the wall in both directions, and the way the Gemara spells out Rabbi Yochanan's svara is going to be critical. V'az Rabbi Yochanan, Tamei Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with his opinion. D'chi asar of Dimi Am Rabbi Yochanan, Makom she'ein bo arba arba, muter libnei rishus harabim, ulibnei rishus hayachid l'kasef alav. Rabbi Yochanan holds that anything that's less than 4x4 could be used by people who are in a Rishus HaRabim as well as in a Rishus HaYachid. And they can exchange items there, it would seem, as well, because you're allowed to adjust. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan, he says, no. Ubilvad shelo yachlifu. That far we're not going to let you do. We're not going to let you use it as a loophole. Now, the Gemara is discussing a din derabanan, rishuyos derabanan, with a wall that's less than by 4x4 and its status, and equates it to the halacha of the din daraisa of shalo yachlifu according to Rabbi Yochanan. What's clear is that the Gemara is inferring the din daraisa, which has halacha of lo yachlifu, for a din derabanan as well. Yet earlier on Amid Aleph, we had learned that you could be machlif in the case of the agapeha, the banks of the river. Answers the Gemara, ahiz iri amra. This teaching of Rabbi Yochanan was said by Ziri. It wasn't said by Rabbi Yochanan himself. And Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi explains, is of the opinion that you could be machlif. Asks the Gemara, ule Ziri kasha. But according to Ziri, how is he going to explain the fact that we allow you to be machlif when it comes to the din derabanan of the emas hamayim and its agapeha? Answers the Gemara, Ziri mokim la zikul, learn the braisa be'emas hamayim gufa. That the discussion is revolving around the emas hamayim itself. As we had learned in Amud Aleph, there was a machlokis between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that the Chacham are going to hold that even three tvachim is considered a karmelis, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds four tvachim is a karmelis. The Rav Dimi, and this the Rav Dimi had said, that there's no such thing as karmelis less than four tvachim, tanoi, is actually going to be dependent on a machlokis tanoim. If that's the machlokis, that the machlokis is whether it's considered a karmelis or not, and if it's not rochav kishir karmelis, then you're allowed to fill it up. Asks the Gemara, even if it doesn't have a shir karmelis, v'tehave kichore karmelis, it should be considered like holes that are next to the karmelis that have a din of a karmelis. And so too over here, this emas hamayim, before it enters into the population, it's going to be larger, so it should have a din of chore karmelis. Answers the Gemara, abaye barovin, rabbi chanin barovin, darmi tarvayu, ein chorin le karmelis. There isn't a halacha, just like we have chore rishus harabim, is considered rishus harabim, we don't necessarily say this in regards to a karmelis. We only say that in regards to a rishus harabim, for example. Rav Ashi Amar, fiu teima, shechorik le karmelis, even if we're going to say, yesh chorin le karmelis, hani mili besmucha, that's only if the chorim are close, hacha b'mufleges, here it's been divided, it's been distanced from its original source. The Gemara now gives the conclusion of this discussion, and it relies on its editor for its concluding remark, and that's the great Ravina. Often after a big discussion, Ravina or Rav Ashi will give one final pshat. Here comes the great Ravina. Ravina Amar Kigon Da'avila Nifik Nifke Apuma. This machlok is between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel about the sheer roch of whether it's three or four, is not on the Amma itself, nor on the banks. Here we're talking about, as you could see on diagram Taf Kuf Yud Zayin in the Hod V'Hadar, that aside from mechitzas going above the Eimas HaMayim, there are also boards that are going inside. Nifkei Apuma, they're going inside that has a distance less than 3 Tvachim. The Chacham are of the opinion, if it's less than 3, then you would say Lavud. However, if it's more than 3, then the mechitza doesn't work, you can't fill up with it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees and says, up until 4 Tvachim is Lavud, and this gets involved, as we alluded to the first time we saw this Machlokis, on Amud Aleph, before we had the other Pshatim of the Ramurayim, Va'azdu Rabbon L'tamai, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel L'tamai. This is a discussion that we've had earlier in our Masechta, on Daftes Amud Aleph, whether Lavud takes place with 3 Tvachim or 4 Tvachim. Shimon Gamliel says you can even fill up if the boards have a gap that's more than 3 but less than 4, because they say Lavud up until 4, and the Chachamim say Lavud only under 3. We're going to conclude our difficult daf over here, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow with daf Peches, beginning with a new Mishnah of Gzustra, Shilamal Min Amayim, which is 20 lines from the bottom, on Pei Zayin, on the base. Yashar Koach for hanging in there. This was not an easy daf. In fact, I had to edit it a couple of times because I myself got confused at different places of the daf. And that's learning. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu guide us and give us greater insight as we grow slowly, daf by daf by daf, in His Torah Kedoshah.